May I speak in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do be seated. Jesus taught these little stories to try and shake people up and make them think. And the story that we had this morning was about a king who has a big banquet, a big celebration, and he invites people along to this big celebration, and hey, they don't come. And I suppose, you know, you could think of telling that story. You imagine, you know, a big party at Buckingham Palace. You're invited to go to Buckingham Palace, and you get all excited. Who are you going to meet there? And then you decide you're not going to go. And I was thinking of telling that story. I thought, well, perhaps some of you Republicans, you don't want to go to Buckingham Palace. I wouldn't be particularly pleased to go to Buckingham Palace. I think come the revolution, we'd take it all back. So I was trying to think of, off with the heads, yeah. I was trying to think of a party, a big special do that would kind of bring that story up to date today. And what great party, what great celebration or event has just taken place that you might have wanted an invitation to. Don't all shout at once. You're obviously very excited by this occasion. George Clooney's wedding. Thank you, Ian. Yeah, he married this face like a back end of a bus, as you can see. This lady. No, this is George Clooney with a lamb. Didn't none of you see this wedding? You did see it. Of course you did. Of course you did. We can click on a little bit, see a few pictures. You see, you can't see what he sees in there, can you, really? It's always wonderful when these great celebrities talk about they have found true love. You know, they're never unattractive, these true loves that they find, are they? They're always faces like pictures. And we can just go on. You see the beautiful wedding dress that she's got. And who's he? Matt Damon. You see, if you went to this occasion, you'd see all these fabulous, fabulous guests. All the people would be there. Looks like a gangster. Who's that?
Bono.
Any guesses?
Editor of Vogue.
Who? The editor of Vogue. Right. He looks old, is he? Ghostbuster. Gosh, he's aged. Wow. Wow. Yeah, keep going, John. Who else have we got? Oh, go back. Can you go back? Who's that? Who? Is that Cindy Crawford? Wow. Yeah, no, carry on, John. Who else have we got? There's only a couple more. Bono again, yeah. And I don't know who she is. The one in the red dress is meant to be the key one, I think. But I don't know who she is. Oh, that's her! Well, she got changed so many times during the day, didn't she? She kept getting changed into different dresses. Imagine if... what you're supposed to do is... Imagine you've been invited to this fabulous do. Imagine if you got an invitation to George Clooney's wedding. And, you know, he's got his boat there, Amore, this beautiful boat, you know, the launch that was going up and down the canals. He's got a room booked in that 7-star hotel. What do you have in a 7-star hotel?
George Clooney.
George Clooney, yeah, all right. I don't know why a hotel is 7 stars, but what are you supposed to do as this story's going on? You're supposed to say, there was these people, they're invited to George Clooney's wedding. And everything was ready, the boat was launched, the 7-star hotel was laid on, and the guests refused to go. And what you're supposed to say is, well, that's pretty ungrateful. You know, they're going to get all this fabulous entertainment, they're going to get great food, there'll be goodie bags, there'll be all kinds of special stuff, because they do have goodie bags, don't they, at these weddings? They have fabulous goodie bags. They have watches in them and all kinds of things. And they refuse to go. And as the people were hearing this message that Jesus was telling them, the kind of response that they said was, well, that's ungrateful. They're invited to this special occasion and they don't even bother showing up. And the next thing that you're supposed to think is, well, I'd have gone. If I'd have been invited, I'd have gone. I'd have gone. Wouldn't you have gone? If you were invited to Venice, you wouldn't have gone. You'd have gone to Buckingham Palace. Yeah, all right. You can stick with the original story. Yeah, okay. I'd have gone. If they'd invited me, I'd have gone. And those people who heard Jesus would have been saying, I wish I'd been invited. And then Jesus flips the story a little bit and he says, actually, you are invited. That's the whole point. God's having a fantastic party. It's going to be the place to be. But it's not just the A-listers who are invited. In God's party, everyone's invited. We're all important. We're all significant. God invites you. And it seems to me that as we go through life and we meet the big questions, you know, the big sort of things that cause us worry and concern, you know, why am I here? Where am I going? What happens when I die? These big questions. This story that Jesus is telling is meant to answer that. He's saying, don't worry about that. You're invited to God's party. That there is this great celebration to which we're all called and invited. It doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter whether you're rich and famous, whether you're clever or whether you're beautiful. All of you are invited. And it's a fantastic message that Jesus gives. Because so often we think that, you know, God's a bit selective and choosing. He just wants, you know, certain people. But actually, it's not. It's you. And Jesus always has these kind of little flips at the end of stories that make them really challenging. And he finishes off the story by saying that one of the people who was invited, you know, they just didn't want to fit in. And they refused to wear the right clothes. And they got chucked out where there was weeping and gnashing of teeth. And preachers over the years have kind of used this as a good reason to dangle people over the pit. And they say, you know, and if you don't get on board, you're going somewhere else. Ian Paisley used to have a fantastic way of doing this because of his Irish accent. And he used to catch that little bit at the end where it says, where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. And there was a famous story that Ian Paisley was preaching this there. He said, and if you don't go to the party, you'll go to a place where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. And this little old lady on the front of the pew said, Mr. Paisley, I don't have any teeth. And Ian Paisley famously turned down and he goes, teeth will be provided. It's this kind of idea, you know, that get on board or you'll go in the other place. You either go to the party or you go somewhere else. What Jesus is trying to say is this. It's going to be a fantastic time. And it's going to be great because you'll find the grace of God then. It's going to be a beautiful place to be. But it starts now. And the standards of that place, really, that's what it should be like for us now. God's a loving God, a caring God, a compassionate God. You look at the life of Jesus and you see he cares for everybody. That's what we're supposed to be like now. It's not about clothes. It's about being a kind of person and clothing yourself in a certain way in the way in which you behave. Trying to be like Christ. You know, as God welcomes all people, so we welcome all people. This is a message that speaks to people who feel, particularly people who feel unlovely or unloved or unwanted. And Jesus spent a lot of time with people like that, trying to make everybody feel that God really valued them. So if you come into the party, Jesus says, try and, you know, behave like one of the guests now. Try and copy those standards of Christ. Try and learn to love as he loved. To forgive as he loved. And we'll be all going to this great, fantastic party together. Amen.